A willful stillness entertained, with purpose to be dressed in an opinion of wisdom, gravity, profound conceit, as who should say, I am Sir Oracle, and when I open my lips, let no dog bark. Oh, my Antonio, I do know these, that therefore only are reputed wise for saying nothing, when I'm very sure, if they should speak, would almost damn those ears which hearing them would call their brothers fools. I'll tell you more of this another time, but fish not with this melancholy bait for this fool gudgeon, this opinion. Come, good Lorenzo, fare you well a while. I'll end my exhortation after dinner.
Well, we will leave you then till dinner time. I must be one of these same dumb wise men, for Gratiano never lets me speak.
Well, keep me company for 2 years more. Thou shalt not know the sound of thine own tongue.
Farewell, Gratiano. Is that anything now?
Gratiano speaks an infinite deal of nothing more than any man in all Venice. His reasons are as 2 grains of wheat hid in 2 bushels of chaff. You shall seek all day, you find them, and when you have them, they're not worth the search.
Well, tell me now, what lady is the same to whom you swore a secret pilgrimage that you today promised to tell me of?
'Tis not unknown to you, Antonio, how much I have disabled mine estate by something showing a more swelling port than my faint means would grant continuance. Nor do I now make moan to be abridged from such a noble rate, but my chief care is to come fairly off from the great debts wherein my time, something too prodigal, hath left me gauged. To you, Antonio, I owe the most in money and in love, and from your love I have a warranty to unburden all my plots and purposes how to get clear of all the debts I owe.
I pray you, good Bassanio, let me know it, and if it stand, as you yourself still do, within the eye of honor, be assured my purse, my person, my extremest means lie all unlocked to your occasions. And do but say to me what I should do, that in your knowledge may by me be done, and I am pressed unto it. Therefore speak.
In Belmont is a lady richly left, and she is fair. And fairer than that word, of wondrous virtues. Sometimes from her eyes I did receive fair speechless messages. Her name is Portia. Nothing undervalued to Cato's daughter, Brutus Portia. Nor is the wide world ignorant of her worth, for the 4 winds blow in from every coast renowned suitors. And her sunny locks hang on her temples like a golden fleece. And many Jasons come in quest of her. Oh, my Antonio, had I but the means to hold a rival place with one of them, I have a mind presages me such thrift that I should question this be fortunate.
Thou knowest that all my fortunes are at sea. Neither have I money nor commodity to raise a present sum. Therefore, go forth. Try what my credit can in Venice do. That shall be racked even to the uttermost to furnish thee to Belmont, to fair Portia. Go presently inquire, and so will I, what money is. And I no question make to have it of my trust or of my sake.
By my troth, Nerissa, my little body is aweary of this great world.
You would be, sweet madam, if your miseries were in the same abundance as your good fortunes are. And yet, for aught I see, they are as sick that surfeit with too much as they that starve with nothing. It is no mean happiness, therefore, to be seated in the mean. Superfluity comes sooner by white hairs, but competency lives longer.
Good sentences, and well pronounced.
They would be better if well followed.
If to do were as easy as to know what were good to do, chapels have been churches, and poor men's cottages, princes' palaces. Mm-hmm. It is a good divine that follows his own instructions. I can easier teach 20 what were good to be done than be one of the 20 to follow mine own teaching. But this reasoning is not in the fashion to choose me a husband. Oh, me, the word choose. I may neither choose whom I would, nor refuse whom I dislike. So is the will of a living daughter curbed by the will of a dead father. Oh, is it not hard, Nerissa, that I cannot choose one, nor refuse none?
Your father was ever virtuous, and holy men at their death have good inspirations. Therefore, the lottery that he hath devised in these 3 chests of gold, silver, and lead, whereof who chooses his meaning chooses you, will, no doubt, never be chosen by any rightly but one whom you shall rightly love. But what warmth is there in your affection towards any of these princely suitors that are already come?